World Sport from the BBC with Joe Parsons. Coming up, the United States football team inflict a surprise defeat on Spain at the Confederations Cup. Maria Sharapova is out of Wimbledon and peace reigns at last in Formula One. First to South Africa, where there's been a shock in the first semi-final at the Confederations Cup. The European champions Spain, big favourites to lift the trophy, were beaten 2-0 by a 10-man USA side in Bloemfontein, ending Spain's record 15-match winning streak. Reporting on a famous night for US football, our man in South Africa, Richard Fleming.
A bittersweet night for USA coach Bob Bradley. His team, written off after two group games, shocked the world's top side to book a place in Sunday's final. Alongside him on the bench, though, this weekend will be his son Michael. He became the third USA player in four games to be sent off. Despite that, this will surely go down as one of the greatest moments in the history of USA football. Nobody gave them a chance, even when Jozy Altidore turned his man on 27 minutes and beat Iker Casillas. Spain would surely respond. They did, but a mix of luck and determination kept the European champions at bay. Torres, Villa, Ramos, Riera and Fabregas all went close before Clint Dempsey punished some sloppy Spanish defending to sweep in the killer second, 16 minutes from time. This is Spain's first defeat since November 2006. That gives you some idea of how big a win this is for the USA.
South Africa's footballers will now be looking to emulate the United States and spring a surprise on Brazil in their semi-final on Thursday. And the home team will go into the match having received a very special team talk. It was delivered by the former president, Nelson Mandela, and Captain Era Mokoena is hoping the team will be suitably inspired.
From players' point of view, I mean, it was one of those moments, special moments, really. Especially after qualifying to the next round and meeting the old man, it was incredible. One thing about the old man, he always had belief in us, not only in the current squad, but all the Bafana Bafana squads that we had. He always had a belief, and that's what he said as well today. The message of good luck from him and the belief that he has to us, it meant a lot.
In South America, the first of the semi-finals in the Copa Libertadores, the continent's Champions League, is underway. It features two Brazilian former champions, Cruzeiro and Grêmio. For the latest, live to our South American football reporter, Tim Vickery.
Half-time in Belo Horizonte, Cruzeiro 1, Grêmio 0. Cruzeiro have won all their home games. Grêmio are unbeaten. One of those statistics has to give by the end of the 90 minutes. At the moment, it's Grêmio's unbeaten record. They missed three clear chances to take the lead, Alex Mineiro wasting two, and Maxi Lopez clipping the post when clean through. Backed by a huge crowd, Cruzeiro have applied plenty of pressure, and they took the lead 8 minutes before the break. Kleber's cross from the right, headed emphatically home by Wellington Paulista. At times, the match has been terrific. At others, it's threatened to get out of control. A number of flare-ups in the fight to reach the final. Whoever comes out on top over the two legs will meet either Estudiantes of Argentina or Nacional of Uruguay. Their first leg is on Thursday. But for now, second half still to come. Cruzeiro 1, Grêmio 0.
Next to the All England Club, where the 2004 champion Maria Sharapova was the biggest casualty on the third day of Wimbledon. But there were a few problems for other past winners, among them Roger Federer and Serena Williams. Wrapping up the action, our reporter there, Aaron Armstrong.
Build a roof and you can guarantee it won't rain at Wimbledon. But the authorities here did move it slightly on day three, if only to give the spectators on centre court some shade. And they were treated to some sizzling tennis on Wednesday from two former champions. But while Roger Federer's military-style jacket will be given another airing on Friday, Maria Sharapova's pristine white outfit will already be packed away, for this year anyway, because the 2004 champion is out.
Still match point, second serve from Dulko. Forehand return with a screech from Sharapova. Now the backhand driven just off the top of the net. It lands in play, dug out by Dulko. Sharapova then hits long. She's whipped that over the baseline. And now the smile for Dulko. And what an ovation for her. Because Sharapova has been beaten 6-2, 3-6, 6-4.
So for the second year in a row, Sharapova falls at the second round stage. This time to Gisela Dulko of Argentina, a deserving winner. The Russian, though, didn't go down without a fight, saving four match points at 5-4 down in an enthralling third set, and says another early exit won't change the way she feels about her favourite Grand Slam.
Even though it was the last couple of years, my results haven't been too great here. I still look forward to this tournament every single year, and this year isn't over by itself either. So, I still have many tournaments to look forward to if I'm healthy, fingers crossed.
There was no such trouble for Serena Williams, though, who breezed past Australia's Jarmila Groth and into the third round for the loss of just three games. And although some rather negative body language was visible in the second set, the number two seed maintains it's a joy to be back at the All England Club.
I'm just happy to be here, you know, I feel blessed to be here, to be able to play at Wimbledon. Not everyone has that opportunity, so, you know, who wouldn't feel good coming into an event like this?
Before that, on court number one, Serbia's Novak Djokovic moved into the third round with quiet efficiency, a straight sets win over Germany's Simon Greul, but even he didn't make progression look as effortless as Roger Federer, who wrapped up a straight sets win over Guillermo Garcia Lopez of Spain in an hour and 29 minutes of exhibition tennis. And ominously for his opponents, the number two seed says he's got plenty left in reserve.
Well, you try to play your best all the time because it's a nice feeling, you know, playing great shots and coming up with good tennis. And, you know, when you play in front of a full stadium, you don't hold back, you know. Of course, sometimes you also need the opponent to do the right things for you. So there is a great match, but today was a good match for me. I definitely didn't have to play my very best, but it was solid, and that's exactly what I needed today.
And Sharapova wasn't the only seed to fall on day three. Two of the surprise semi-finalists from last year, China's Zheng Ji and Germany's Rainer Schüttler, had their campaigns cut short by Daniela Hanchakova of Slovakia and Israel's Dudi Sela, respectively.
The former Australian wicketkeeper batsman Adam Gilchrist has called for 2020 cricket to be included in the Olympic Games. Giving the spirit of cricket lecture at Lord's, he says it's the way forward if cricket is to become a truly global game. But he accepts there may well be some doubters.
I think it's going to shock a few people, and a few people will dismiss it immediately as almost a joke, but I think it's a very real proposition for cricket to look at. You know, what better vehicle to try and grow the game globally than on the back of the IOC and their brand and their message and their access and reach across the world? And equally, I think it's not a one-way street, it's a two-way street. The IOC could benefit greatly from cricket and its popularity throughout the subcontinental region of obviously cricket-mad nations, Bangladesh, Sri Lanka, India and Pakistan. I don't sense that the Olympic movement and the brand is quite as popular there relative to the rest of the world. And just looking at the medal tallies that have gone into that region and over 100 years of competing, it's pretty insignificant compared to the rest of the world. So it'd be a good way for them to get into that region.
And you can hear more from Adam Gilchrist in World Cricket this week on the BBC World Service. The Formula One teams will today start to look at preparations for the 2010 season. With an agreement reached with the FIA, the rules for next season are now in place and the design teams can begin work. It follows months of acrimony as the Formula One Teams Association fought with the FIA president, Max Mosley, over a budget cap and other regulations. Max Mosley, meanwhile, says he'll look forward to retirement and won't stand for re-election when his term ends in October.
They've got the rules they want and they've got the stability. We've got the new teams in and we've got the cost reduction. So that's very helpful. And then, as far as I'm concerned, the teams are always, as I've already said actually in the last few days, are always going to get rid of me in October. Well, they still are. Whether the person who succeeds me will be more to their taste than I am, it remains to be seen. But that was always the plan. You simply can't go on and on and on. And I think these people in big international sports federations have gone well into their 70s. When they stop, it's really quite sad. There's no life really left. I still, I hope, got a little bit of time there.
Max Mosley there. And our top story again. The United States footballers are through to the final of the Confederations Cup after a shock 2-0 win over the favourite Spain in Bloemfontein. That's the latest world sport from the BBC World Service.